is good to look. Grant Parsons, the International Submachine, not Submachine, Submarine Band. The International Submarine Band. Satisfied Mind. Spinal Tap with Gimme Some Money. Yeah, that Good Flying Birds album, Tallulah's Tape, if you haven't heard it, is so, so good. They're a great band from Indianapolis. Really, like, grassroots stuff. Like, they didn't... I don't know. It was just such a... There's such a, like, word-of-mouth band that in the past year just really blew up in this very cool way. And, you know, they're still a small indie band, but they're definitely getting a lot of attention and recognition, and Rolling Stone just put out their, like, I think it was, like, the top 55 albums of the year, and they were on it somewhere in the 40s, and, yeah, which is very cool. It's like the, another one was, I saw They're Getting a Body of Water, Tagabo. New York Times gave them, like, the fifth best album of the year, which is, yeah, I think it was Andy that said, I was talking about this with someone, and I think it was Andy, and he made the point that, you know, like, it feels like we've been in this era where pop music has been, like, so, so, so heavily rated by these big publications who... you know, used to not rate pop music so high, and it feels like there's a bit of a pendulum shift to sort of more, I guess, underground indie music, for lack of a better term. Not that, like, even Tagabo isn't super duper underground, but in the grand scheme of things, they're tremendously underground, and yeah, it's cool that these publications are looking to these scenes that have kind of dominated college radio for forever. It's never really gone away. And, yeah, we're just kind of back again to big publications talking about the music that the underground has always cared about. So, yeah, cool to see. Anyways, that's about our show. I'm going to close it with one more song, Teenage Fan Club, Hardcore Ballad. And then we'll be back next week. Andy and I were talking about doing something special for the holidays. So stay tuned for that. You know what? I'm doing one more song, but if someone wants to make a request, I'll play one more. If you make that request at 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. You can text, or you can call. You can call and talk to me live on the air. I'll do that too. I'll stick around a little later than I was planning to if someone calls. 412-440-8906. All right, here's Teenage Fan Club.
You're my friend, but that's not is yours, 'cause yours is mine.
Look at that. We did get a request from Eric. Thank you, Eric. He sent me a title link for Lee Hazelwood, Rosa Coke Street. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for the title link. I don't have title, but I'm going to make the shift soon, either to title or Qobuz. Qobuz. And honestly, I'll probably use this platform to go over all of my thoughts about streaming. And okay, I won't get into it. But the gist of the thing I want to talk about is that there's much to be said about Daniel Ek and how terrible Spotify is and where all the money's going, that, you know, all the weird investments and terrible investments that Spotify is making through, you know, whether it's Spotify or Daniel Ek, whatever. There's a lot of, like, terrible things Spotify is wrapped up in. But, and not that aside, because that stuff is definitely important to talk about, but just, like, materially, Spotify pays like the lowest of all the streaming platforms, save I think YouTube. And there's been this, like, you know, since the dawn of streaming, everyone has always talked about how, like, streaming pays nothing, which it really doesn't pay a lot, obviously, but it really doesn't pay a lot on Spotify. And there are other streaming platforms. Tidal's one. There's another called, like, Qobuz or something. There's whatever. I'm not loyal to any of the other ones. But there are ones that pay, like, literally, like, 6 to 10 times as much as Spotify per stream, which for, like, a small band is, you know, if you go to Spotify and you see a band has, like, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000 monthly listeners, you know, that means they're a pretty small band, but, you know, big enough to have a little bit of a following. Like, if everyone was listening to that band on a streaming platform that actually paid what Tidal and the streaming platforms that, you know, pay Tidal prices and more, like, that would be enough to, like, actually supplement income for a band with 10,000 people listening to their music every month. And it would be enough to pay for tours and pay for recording albums and stuff. And really with Spotify, like, a band at that level can't do those things. So yeah, it obviously there's a whole can of worms about whether streaming should exist or not, and, you know, if that toothpaste is already out of the tube and we can't go back. But I mean, whatever, we're here, and there are just platforms that pay more than other platforms. And, you know, investments into military companies aside, it's just like, let's just, like, I don't know. It's just another argument that I feel like is lost in the mix, which is Spotify just pays terribly to artists. Why? And it's like, there's just really fewer and fewer reasons to use it. I mean, there's really no good reason to use it. Good UI is not a good reason to use it. When this is just about us listening to music, it, you know, that's all that matters. So, anyways, that's my mini rant. I'm gonna come back with a whole thing soon with a bunch of numbers, and it'll be really boring. But I care about it. So, anyways, Eric, thank you very much for the track. Thanks for using Tidal. This is Rosa Coke Street by Lee Hazelwood. And then I'm going for good. And for good, I mean for the week. All right. Talk to you later. This has been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We'll see you next week.
He's cold, watching for heat. There's a trick, go fill his cup, miss. That's life on Rosa Coke Street. Some girls, they are a sellin' till they get back on their feet. But Lee, he ain't a telling. That's life on Rosa Coke Street. For hours, he's red from head to feet. His wife, they will send flowers. That's life on Rosa Coke Street. Some hype looks for his mother. Some swish walks on his beat. Somehow they care for each other. Ah, that's life on Rosa Coke Street. That's life on Rosa Coke Street.
Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues here on your radio station from Carnegie Mellon University. And we're going to hear in this hour from the likes of Mr. Albert King, recording down in Memphis in the early 1970s for Stax and Volt Records. Blind John Davis out of Chicago giving us some piano music. Plus, we'll hear from the legendary John Lee Hooker and his dreams. It's all coming up here on this hour, the Deep Blues Hour. Why don't we kick things off with Mr. Jimmy Dawkins from the West Side of Chicago. This is called the West Side Blues from 1995. Here's Jimmy Dawkins on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records or buying new releases, that's available by calling 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
That jive. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, man. Well, you thought you were pretty slick, taking everybody's chick. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Setting up bars. Ain't no need to go no further, man. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, man. All your money's gone and your health is bad. All you can think is the fun you've had. Ain't no need to go no further, brother. Ain't no need to go no further, man. Ain't no need to go no further, man.
have Mr. Albert Collins from his release called Ice Pickin'. That was the title track, Ice Pick, from 1973 off of Alligator Records. We also heard from Mr. Paul Butterfield in his blues band, recording for the Elektra record label back in 1964. That was Ain't No Need to Go No Further. A whole lot of negatives in there from Paul Butterfield and his blues band. All right, we heard from Albert Collins. We're going to hear from another Albert. This is Mr. Albert King, recorded in Memphis, 1973, I believe. This is I'll Play the Blues for You, part number one. Albert King here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My soul until I easy way to go. When trouble arises, Lord, you can't stand no more. But I wanna push on a little longer. My soul until I reach my goal. I'm gonna move on up a little higher. You know, tomorrow here's a promise just to you. Life is so uncertain. Keep a level head. Now you know what I've been going through. Please think twice, take my advice, and push on a little longer. Satisfy your soul. Till you reach your goal. Until I reach my goal.
Shoes, get on the floor and dance away my blues. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. I'm gonna dance away all the blues.
Mr. Junior Parker, and that was called The Barefoot Rock from his disc Backtracking. Plus, we heard from Charles Brown off of a disc called All Night Long They Play the Blues. That was I'm Gonna Push On from Charles Brown. Let's hear next from Blind John Davis. Stompin' on a Saturday Night. It's an LP you can find on Alligator Records from 1977. This is the Limehouse Blues. Blind John Davis here on the Deep Blues Hour.
You may stand on a corner, but you won't have to stand there long. Before the men will ask you, little girl, what are you waiting on? Streetcars, some going east and some going west. The one that is so crowded is the one that you can love the best. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. You don't have to stand on a corner wondering where you can find a man. Because men are just like streetcars, you can catch one knowing every hand.
Well, there you have Miss Rosetta Howard. And Men Are Like Streetcars. That is from a collection of the same name. And I've often liked to play here on the show because it features some fine female blues singers. There's Rosetta Howard for you. We also heard from Robert Shaw. That was called The Ma Grinder from Robert Shaw. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero is always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They taught you about the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. You learned that the powers went above and beyond the ones that you read about in comic books. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and now your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, and WRCT. And do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? Well, we don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio 88.3 WRCT. And tune in to Pillowfight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes, and pies on windowsills. That's Fridays at 5 p.m. here on WRCT. Well, up next, we're going to hear from Mr. Smokey Hogg, collection of Texas Guitar Killers. This was recorded in 1950. This is the Worrying Blues. Smokey Hogg here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My shoe. Yeah, I had the blues so bad. Couldn't tell my stocking from my shoe. Ain't nothing in the world about me, baby. I'm just keep on worrying about you. My bed.
my money's gone. My friends turned me away. All my money's gone. All my friends turned me away.
Now I'm begging you, oh baby, pissed on his poor dog bone. Now I'm begging you, oh baby, please throw this poor dog bone. I'm begging you, oh baby, please throw this poor dog bone. Now I'm begging you, oh baby, please hold me in your arms.
Mr. Jeannie Wells right there. That was Please Throw This Poor Dog a Bone. Recorded 1977 on a disc called Blues Hit Big Town from Junior Wells. Frank Ballard also joined us, recording for Sun Records back in the day. That was Trouble Down the Road from Frank Ballard. Well, here's John Lee Hooker. This is called Dreamin' Blues. John Lee Hooker here on the Deep Blues Hour.
My baby left me this morning. People just about 4 o'clock. My baby left me this morning. People just about 4 o'clock. She left me dreaming, dreaming. People and I woke up crying. Me and my baby don't get along so well. We don't do a doggone thing but fuss and fight more. Most all the time she left me in a dream. My baby left me, I don't do a doggone thing but dream. Yeah, these nightmares are killing me now. Dreaming. People, God knows that I wake up crying. Can't eat a bite. I'm gonna get up in the morning, going down that lonesome road. I don't find my baby. People, I won't be back no more.
Liquor for all the time. I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, you know every time that you see her, she lit up just like a knee-high sign. yes, you know, every time I see that woman, she got a bottle in her hand. You know she's standing on the corner. She's talking with another man. You know I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, and every time I see that woman, she lit up just like a neon sign. Yes, you know, every time I see that woman, you know she got something new. And you know I don't know what she wanna do, you know. Don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, and every time I see that woman, you know she high as a Georgia pine. You know, here's something, woman, that I'm gonna tell you. For sure, I want you to know. I'm gonna let you leave now, and I ain't gonna buy you no liquor no more. You know, I don't want no woman. I got to buy liquor for all the time. Yes, you know, every time I see that woman, she lit up high as a Georgia pine.
Gordon Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.